Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for this morning's call. I'm going to give us just a couple of items to note on our calendars, and you've been hearing me say this for quite a while, so hopefully you've already got them on your calendar. But on June 8th, we have our Back to Basics Boot Camp that will be hosted in Chicagoland. I will be doing that training. It's a 3.5-hour Friday night training. We're just doing a Friday night only that night. We're not doing a full weekend event. We'll go back to a weekend event back in January. But we're just doing a 3.5-hour Back to Boot Camp Basics. So it's going to be training on getting to coordinator, developing coordinators in your organization and beyond. On June 15th and 16th, Tony and Debbie Underwood are hosting an event down in West Palm Beach. I know that that hotel was pretty well sold out the last time I talked to them, so you may want to reach out if you still need tickets for that or you still need a hotel reservation down there. And then, of course, we have our August global event in Las Vegas. Shackley has been just selling tickets left and right. I know over the past few weeks I've had a number of people reach out to get $99 tickets. We want to get as many of those for you as we possibly can. I've been still trying to scrounge around and see if anybody had any $99 tickets left. There were a few that I found this week, so if you need one or you have somebody on your team that needs one, please reach out, ask for them. Can't guarantee I can get them for you now, but we'll do our best because we want everybody from our team that can possibly make it to be in Vegas with us. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous event. Shackley has 5 new products that they're launching for sure that I know of. I think there's 2 others in the works that will possibly be launched. So a lot of new products. You'll get to hear about the product, the science, all of that great stuff. You'll also hear about all of the folks that have reached some really exciting ranks. We've got a new presidential master in Shackley, and so there'll be a nice big production to get that person pinned as a presidential in front of everybody. And you'll hear about success stories. You'll get a chance to meet up with the team and have a chance to just talk to people about what's going well in their business and just have that time for team building, camaraderie. And, of course, every Shackley event is so super positive. It's a really important thing to be at. So just remember those events that are coming up. And then last thing that just got put on the docket here over the past couple of days, Tony and Debbie Underwood were asked to speak for Shackley out in Arizona on Saturday, June 2nd. And so on Friday night, there will be an LYL event. I don't know the location. All I know is that it's June 2nd, and so we'll be able to find that on the Shackley events page. So if you have people in the Arizona area that you want to have somebody sit down and do a one-on-one with, Tony and Debbie are fabulous people to do that with. So just be thinking through your list of contacts. Who do you know in Arizona that you would like them to sit down with or get them to this event so they can have a chance to hear them do the teaching and training? And so you just want to put that on your calendar. So June 2nd is the Arizona LYL event. Now, take a deep breath here before we dive into our topic today. Over the past few weeks, I guess it was just the past week that I mentioned that I was going to, when I'm teaching and training over the next few weeks, I'm going to talk about Brendon Burchard's book, The High Performance Habits. And the subtitle of the book is How Extraordinary People Become That Way. Now, this is my second go-around of going through this book. I got the book when it first launched. I'm on Brendon Burchard's mailing list, and so when he first wrote the book, he sent out an invitation for anybody who was interested, so I got the book. And then the master coordinators were all given a copy in February at the Growth Summit, at the Master's Growth Summit. And it is an extraordinary book, and I think it's just a really awesome opportunity for each of us to sort of step back and look at our personal habits, and do we have high-performance habits? Because becoming extraordinary isn't something that we're born into. We don't come out of the womb and we're not extraordinary. So it's a matter of what do we need to develop in ourselves? What areas do we need to maybe look at so that we can improve ourselves to be the best that we can possibly be? So I did a sort of a high-level overlook of the book last week, and what I'm going to talk about today is really section one and really just the first habit, which is seeking clarity. So let me just remind everybody that there were some personal habits and social habits that Brendon has discovered are related to high-performance folks. And so on the personal side, we need to seek clarity, we need to generate energy, and we need to raise necessity. On the social side, we need to increase productivity, we need to develop influence, and we need to demonstrate courage. So those are the 6 personal habits, the 6 habits that can help you become extraordinary. Now, there was a quote in the front of the Seek Clarity section. I just want to read you the quote. It says, "If you don't have clarity of ideas, you're just communicating sheer sound." And that was by Yo-Yo Ma, was the person who had that quote. So when you think of clarity, you think of seeking clarity, what I think of from a Shackley perspective is really, what is the vision? What's the direction we're going in? Are we clear why we're doing this? Are we clear why we're building the business? Are we clear about our messaging? Are we clear about how we're sharing the Shackley products and the Shackley opportunity? Are we clear about what it takes to get the business off the ground? There's a lot of places that we can seek clarity in terms of, like, the business, you know, as far as, you know, what are the details of the business. But this is really more of, you know, when Brendan Burchard is talking about it, he's really talking more about, you know, clarity within ourselves. You know, the chapter is really about finding clarity in your life. It's about how you think about tomorrow and still take advantage of what's happening today so that you fully live today. You live today to the fullest because we never are guaranteed a tomorrow. But how are we looking at tomorrow? You know, it's seeking clarity is helping those high-performance people because it really – well, actually, the high-performance people do seek clarity. And what that gives them is it helps them to be engaged, it helps them to grow, and it helps them to be fulfilled over the long haul because they really know exactly why they're doing something. They know why they're in it. They're not just going through the motions. And so for those of you reading the book along with me, you probably read about Kate, who was in this section, and you know, Kate was really struggling. She's very, very successful. However, she felt like she was just going through the motions. She had so much chaos in her life, and she really had lost that sort of North Star, the target that she was shooting for. She wasn't super clear on that anymore, and we really have to be clear on that because if we're not, then we're not going to be able to move in that direction. And, you know, we talk about that a lot when we talk about vision. And so I'll talk about vision after this because I think it's very closely tied. But, you know, whether or not you have a high degree of clarity, you can learn to develop it because it's not something that you, once again, that you're born with. It's about, okay, taking the time to sit down and really think about it. Think about the clarity. Think about what it is that you want to do. Think about asking some questions. And so the questions that are in the book, it's on page 39 on the bottom, or actually maybe this is page 59 since I need a new context, 59. On the bottom of the page, they say, clarity research tells us that successful people know the answers to certain fundamental questions. So the first question is, who am I? So, you know, what do I value? What are my strengths and weaknesses? Second question is, what are my goals? What's my plan? Now, you know, the questions seem pretty basic because when I read the questions, I thought, well, duh, like those are just normal questions that we would ask ourselves. But I thought about it and I thought, you know what? It's really good, though, as we wrote this down because my guess is that not everybody on this call really has thought that through. I mean, have we all thought through what are our values? What are our strengths and weaknesses? And in a Shackley business, we all have strengths and weaknesses. When I first started, I could not communicate publicly. I couldn't stand up in front of a group of people and speak and communicate clearly. I had a huge thick stack of note cards, and I would bury my face in the note cards, and I would just read what was on the note card. Now, over time, I've learned that it's really important that I learn the material and that I'm not focused on, you know, the note cards, and that I'm focused on the people in the room. Because when I know that the people are in the room and I can watch body language, I actually get so much more out of that. So that was me learning about a weakness that I had and working to strengthen it. And it wasn't something that was challenging. I know, obviously, personal or I guess I shouldn't say personal speaking, but speaking in public is one of the number one fears. So a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, I can't ever work on it. But you know something, I still get nervous when I get up and speak, but I'm able to communicate effectively. I've learned how to do certain pieces. I've learned how to help myself through it. But that came through work and effort because I wanted to strengthen a weakness or what I perceived as a weakness. When we see that there's certain things about us, maybe we're not really great at asking questions and talking to people. Maybe we're more reclusive. Maybe we'd rather be the wallflower sitting on the back of the wall versus the person out in the middle of the room who's, you know, boisterous and talking to everybody. When I think of the team, I think of people that fit in all those categories. We've got some people on the team who are fabulous at just going out and meeting new people. They can strike up a conversation with anyone. And then there's people who aren't as comfortable. And what I've seen is that the people who aren't as comfortable, they put themselves out there. They work on figuring out, how do I get into conversations? How do I do it in a way that honors who I am and my values and who I am as a person? But at the same time, you know that it's something that you have to do. We have to meet people. We've got to talk to people, ask questions, and share Shackley. And so, you know, sometimes we just have to sort of take that step back and look at what are our strengths and weaknesses, and specifically related to the industry that we've decided to partner in. You know, this is our business. This is what we have chosen to do. This is our career. And so there's certain skills that we are going to have to work on. We're going to have to skill up in certain areas. So the who am I question, I think, is probably the more basic question. But, you know, what are my goals? We talk about having a vision, having goal boards, having dreams. And then goals are the steps along the way. And so I've always liked to think of it like an umbrella, that your vision and that, you know, the main thing that you're, the overarching piece of what you're trying to accomplish in your life, the direction you're going in, is the outside of the umbrella. That's what protects you from the rain or the snow or whatever is coming at you. The goals are sort of the handle of the umbrella, the steps that get you to that big picture vision. And so, you know, let's just say that you want financial independence. So, for example, maybe you're looking for financial independence and time freedom or something along those lines. Well, when you're looking for those things, there's certain goals that you have to accomplish in Shackley to make that a reality. You have to figure out, well, what type of an income do you need to have financial independence? What type of an income do you need to have the time freedom that you're looking for? And then you look at what that income level is attached to, what rank, and then you work on, okay, I've got to get to that rank. Well, then what are the steps to get to that rank? So there's a number of different goals that we could break down in there, but it's all leading up to that overarching vision and that overarching picture of where we're going. And I think people get confused on that so often. You know, we're told to dream, and so people go out and they dream about, you know, going on kayaking in the lake, or they go, you know, they dream about going on a safari to Kenya or something like that. And they focus so much on those pieces, but they don't really look at how that fits into the overarching, because going on a safari to Kenya is not your vision of your future and how you're going to live your life and what you want day in and day out life to look like. It's a goal because it's something that you want to accomplish. And at some point in your life, you'd really love to go on that safari to Kenya, which is a fabulous trip, by the way. Shackley took, you know, a bunch of folks there. It was a fabulous trip. But it's not that overarching picture of what we want to do in our life. And so I think, you know, it can get confusing. It can be one of those things that we sort of trip ourselves up on because we're not sure, you know, what's the goal? What's the dream? What should I be focusing on? And people create beautiful, fabulous vision boards of all sorts of fun things they'd like to do or words that they like, but it doesn't then translate into goals and an action plan. So in this Seeking Clarity section of this book by Brendon Burchard, he's talking about, you know, who am I and what are my goals? What's my plan? So the goals and the plan are critical for helping seek clarity. So we have to put all of those pieces together for ourselves, and then, of course, you know, what are our strengths and weaknesses in achieving it? Some of us are procrastinators, and so some of us don't like to maybe take the next step and put things into action. That's okay. We can work on that. We can figure out ways to work around why do we procrastinate? Why aren't we going in the direction we'd like to go in? So there's further research that was done, and he encapsulates this in the book as well, and he just sort of talked about how in one survey they asked 20,000 people to read a couple of statements and rate themselves on a scale of 1 through 5, 1 being strongly disagree and 5 being strongly agree. And so they asked, once again, 20,000 people to read these following statements, and so I'm just going to read them to you. So the first statement is, I know who I am, I'm clear about my values, strengths, and weaknesses. The second comment, I know what I want, I'm clear about my goals and passions. And then the third and final, I know how to get what I want, I have a plan to achieve my dreams. People who can say yes to all of those, who strongly agree, who are at that level 5, were the people who were the high performers. And I think that's probably, you know, a basic. We probably all would agree and say, well, gosh, that makes sense. Of course they would know where they're going and who they are and what they want and you know, about their passions and their plan. So it would be great if all of us could say yes to that as well. And so if there's any area there that you're not feeling super solid in, that's okay. You can work on it. So knowing what you want and being clear about your goals and passions is just taking time to step back and think about it. Sometimes we're just rolling through the day and going so fast, and we've got so much on our plate, and almost like Kate in the book who was so having a lot of chaos. She was getting a lot done, and she had a lot on her plate. But it created this feeling of, you know, sort of like life is out of control and that she was sort of in a rut. We don't want to do that. So we want to make sure that we're very clear about the direction we're going in. And Shackley is this amazing gift, and I think all of us are on this call because we've got something that Shackley is going to provide in our lives that's going to change our lives, whether it's the time freedom, the financial freedom, helping other people. You know, there's so many different pieces that all of those things can encapsulate and can really pour into. You know, if you say, I want to help people, we can help people with their health. We can help people with their financial freedom. We can actually have the money that we earn. We can go out and we can help people with that money. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can do each one of those things, the financial freedom, the time freedom, and the helping others. And it really comes down to, what do you want to do? What are your passions? What is it that you're put on this earth to do? And how does Shackley tie into all of that? So seeking clarity is a really important thing that we want to make sure that we are seeking clarity. Obviously, you know, we're going to be reading through this book together. So please, 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 if you haven't gotten your copy yet, get your copy and then read through the book and do some of the things that that are in the book that can help you. So on page 62, there's a list of questions. And I took the time to answer the questions, and so I would just encourage you to do them. So one question on here was, which things are you absolutely clear about that help you perform better than your peers? You know, that's helping you get clear on your strengths. So, you know, just take the time to answer some of the questions. Take the time to think it through. Be really clear. So seek that clarity for yourself so that you can reach your goals and you can reach your dreams. Now, I want to just go into a piece here about, you know, the dream building part, because I was on a call with a business leader in the organization this past week, and she said to me, she said that she was struggling with the dreaming part. And it's not that she doesn't know how to dream, and it's not that she hasn't dreamed in the past. And we were actually specifically talking about the seeking clarity here. But she was saying that she didn't dream because she had all of these bills to pay, and she felt like until she got her bills paid, she really couldn't dream of all of the things that she wanted to do. She couldn't dream about, you know, redoing her kitchen, or she couldn't dream about, you know, she loves flowers, and so she wants to have flowers every single month, fresh flowers delivered to the home. She can't work out with a personal trainer as much as she wants to. So, you know, these are the things that she was throwing out on the table that were struggles for her because she felt like she had all this debt, and so she really couldn't dream because of the debt. So we were talking through that, and one of the things that I always did in my goal setting and my dream building was to have a file folder of all of the things that I want to accomplish, all the things that I want to do in life. And so it's sort of the things that you want to be, have, and do, and become in your life. And it was just a little folder. And so, you know, some of the things were material things, like, you know, I want new running shoes, or I would like to have a personal trainer X number of days out of the week, or, you know, some of those types of things. And then there's the parts of, well, I love education, so I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to be able to invest in myself and my learning. I want to be able to read on a regular basis. I want to have the time freedom to live life the way I want to live it. You know, some of those types of things that are a little less, less material, obviously, but more, you know, a little more ambiguous, because then you have to actually sit down and say, well, what do I want to do with my time? If I have time to live it the way I want to live it, what does that look like? And so as I, you know, over the years have gone by, I have a whole folder that's about dreams. It's all the things that I want to accomplish, all the places I want to go. I've got this enormous list of all the places I'd like to see in the world. And I just encourage all of us to have some type of a dream folder, a dream file, you know, something that you are stacking away, all the things that you want to do. And then the other piece I'd encourage you to do is to tie some of those things to accomplishments and make those your rewards. And so maybe right now, you know, maybe if you're at the director level and you say, gosh, you know, I don't have a whole lot of income here and I want to be paying off some of my debt, and I, you know, part of the reason I'm building my Shackley business is to pay off some of that debt, that's fantastic. As you grow your business, you're going to earn more income, so you can use some of that money to pay off the debt. But you also might want to pick some of your smaller dreams or smaller things in your goal board or on your dream folder of things that could be rewards. So let's say you want new running shoes, and maybe they're $100. I don't know what, you know, running shoes cost, but let's say they're $100. And you say, okay, well, when I promote a director, so when I get the senior director, I'm going to get myself running shoes. So what you do then is there's a little bit of a push because, gosh, you'd really like the running shoes by a certain date, so you're going to really push a little bit harder to achieve it, and then it's going to be the reward. And so every time you wear those running shoes, you're going to have that little pat on the back and the reward that says, you know what, I accomplished that goal. And so some of you have heard before that, you know, I had two goals that were more in recent times for me was when I reached key coordinator, I said I was going to have a personal trainer 3 times a week. When I got to master, I wanted to have a house cleaner. And so, you know, some of those things for me just gave me a little bit more, in essence, time freedom, because when you have a trainer, they're telling you what to do, and you don't have to sort of create your own workout plan. They just tell you what to do, which is so nice to show up, and they tell you what to do. Having a house cleaner gave me more time freedom. I like to live in a clean house, and so I wanted to have somebody who did all the stuff that I didn't really like to do and didn't want to take the time to do. But those were rewards that I gave myself when I reached different ranks. You can go on a trip. You can, you know, buy yourself a camera. You can do any of the things that you have in your dream folder, your goal folder. So make sure that you have one of those. Because if all you're working for is to pay off the debt, sometimes that's just not fun. And the leader I was talking to this past week, she wasn't having fun with that. She said, you know, I know I have to pay off this debt, she said, but I don't really get excited about it. And so it's not motivating her to move forward. And so it was a good moment of seeking clarity, right? She got clear on that. She got clear on, gosh, this isn't motivating me. And so now it's time to go back to the drawing board and really work on the dream building, get that dream building back to where it needs to be. So if you don't have your dream big enough, if you don't know what that sort of umbrella is that's sort of covering your future, you know, what are all the reasons why you're building this business? What do you want life to look like when you get to sort of that place that you want to be? You want to take just a little bit of time to do that. Now, that doesn't mean spend the next 5 months not prospecting and spend the next 5 months sitting in a room, you know, dreaming and playing with your goal board, because that's not going to help you move forward. It means taking little chunks of time each week, or maybe a little chunk of time each day, maybe 5 minutes of dreaming. Maybe it's, you know, 15 minutes a week. I don't know what you need that's going to really help you move forward in the dreaming area, but you have to seek clarity. And so part of that comes with the dream building. You have to dream enough to think through, well, gosh, what do I really want? What am I really trying to achieve? Over the years, that's really morphed for me. You know, there were times when I thought I was super clear on what I wanted, and I just couldn't get pumped up and motivated to reach for it. Like, I kept thinking, gosh, you know, I really want to do this, or I really want to do that, and I just couldn't get the fire underneath me lit to get in action to do those things. And I realized, well, gosh, it's because I don't really want those things. And so, you know, sometimes people say, well, gosh, I want a bigger house, or I want a, you know, a new car, or I want to go travel the world, or whatever it is they say they want to do. And then you start really talking about it. You say, okay, well, where do you want to travel? You said you wanted to travel the world. Where do you want to travel? And they say, well, gosh, I don't have a passport, or gosh, I'm not really interested in travel as much as I thought I was because I'm a little nervous about, you know, traveling overseas. And so, you know, you dig into it and they realize, well, that's not really what I want to do. So be clear. Make sure you know what your goal is. Know the direction you're moving in. Work on your goal board. Get that vision really crystal clear. And then start breaking it down into actual goals. What are the steps it's going to take to make that dream a reality, to make that overarching picture of life a reality? Now, your upline business partners are there to help you do that. So please lean on them. Ask the questions. Talk to your team. Ask them, gosh, you know, say, I think I want this. Can you help me figure it out? And that's what they're there to do. So please, if you don't know who to reach out to me. I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. We're all here to help everybody be as successful as they choose to be and want to be. I hope that you'll continue reading through the book. As I said, over the next few weeks, whenever I am speaking, I will be walking through the sections of the book that I have found really impactful over the past week. And just know that I am going to Japan. I'm going to be speaking for Shackley Japan on a four-city tour from the 14th of May through the 24th. So there will be a chunk of time that I will be gone and a little bit inaccessible, but we'll have team leaders running the calls during that time period. So I hope you have an absolutely fabulous Shackley week. I hope that as you seek clarity this next week that you're going to get crystal clear on your vision and your goals, and you're going to get that fire lit underneath you to really go out and make those things happen. Have an absolutely outstanding weekend, everybody. We'll be here the same time, same place next week. Goodbye.